brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We were just talking to a caller who lives in Canada who was taping CTV and CBC, their two big channels. He was talking about audio of the press reporters asking the police chief about bombs going off and Giuliani smirking and then hurriedly getting his composure. I'd love to have that tape. And then you were making another good point, which I had seen. No elevators in Tower 1 or 2 went all the way up and all the way down. There were three different levels. They were staggered. And so there were explosions in the bottom before the buildings collapsed, and the government said, well, that's because elevator shafts fell from the top to the bottom. Impossible. You wanted to make that point. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, we haven't confirmed it, but it's one of the books that we read.
I've seen models of the building. That's true.
Yeah, exactly. And you've got those two upper, they call them foyers, or it's like double high floors where the elevators would come to that point, and then another set of elevators go to the third point. So there's actually, the elevator shafts are divided into three sections. And so there's no such thing as an elevator going from top to bottom, to my understanding.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, the Giuliani, it's cute. It's just like when we watch the towers collapsing and the cores are left. We don't look at the smoke originating from the cores, which are still standing. And if you start looking at that, you realize that there's all sorts of things going on. And with the reporters, asking the police chief about the rumors about bombs going off, if one starts to look at other things in the picture, and in this case, Giuliani, he's an elderly man his smile is downwards normally. His cheeks drop downwards. But you can see that all of a sudden his mouth straightens up, and then he catches himself, and he purses his chin to wipe the smile off.
Oh, yeah, well, these guys, it's such an enjoyment. See, because they've had everything, and so it's just fun. All of it's real fun, and you get to pose and be the savior. Listen, I appreciate your call, and I hope you'll send us that on tape, okay? Thank you so much, sir. We'll really put that to important use if you send it to us. Let's go ahead now and talk to Dustin in Deutschland. Dustin, you're on the air from Germania.
Alex, I need you to help me out on something, man. We got a live one here. I got a friend of mine on back home. She's 22 years old, and she's got breast cancer. All right, she doesn't have any family history of it, nothing. Just popped up on her. All right, she just put this, gave me this bulletin on my little MySpace thing about this HPV vaccine, where she's going on and on about how it's so great, and she's telling all of her friends, and everybody needs to repost this, and I've sent her stuff before. You know, I got her on she's with me on the 9/11 and New World Order and all that, but I can't get her, you know, I don't know a lot about the vaccine, you know, so, you know, I
and
know
she's 20, she's 20, how many years old?
She's 22.
And she's already got breast cancer.
She's got breast cancer. And
well,
I can tell her
no one should have their girls drinking out of plastic cups, and we all do it, and we can't stop, so everybody's going to die, basically. It's filled with dioxin, and accelerates their hormonal development, and it causes big problems. So do the different birth control pills, so do a lot of things. And a lot of times, too, they overdiagnose breast cancer now and just cut out non-cancerous fatty tissues that normally develop in breast. And so there's a lot of things going on, and it's just horrible what's happening to our women. Need to keep them off the hormone, beef and chicken. That also, the growth hormone and steroids is really screwing women up. It makes the boys effeminate, and it makes the females super feminine. That's why women in the past went into puberty at the average of 13. Now it's down to like 11. Some girls 8 years old are doing it. So if you love your girls, mothers and fathers out there, if you care about them, you'll stop giving them fast food, you'll stop eating hormone food, and you'll stop having them drink out of the plastic. You
point me towards an article or something about this HPV vaccine.
Well, I mean, do a Google search, sir. Do you ever do that?
I mean, yeah, but like, I typed in asking if there's mercury in it and all that.
Yeah, you know, stay there, sir. We're going to need to talk on the other side of this break.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
I found this company online, and they have this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Mark, Linda, Paula, Rob, we're going to all your calls coming up right now. And we'll continue with phone calls throughout this hour, cover a bunch of news, and play several different key audio clips as we track the mainstream-controlled media. Dustin called in for stations that don't carry the first 5 minutes of every hour. We do that live for stations that don't want the news. If you do carry it, c'est la vie, that's fine. Let me just recap. He called in and he said he's got a friend in the U.S. He's over in Germany. I don't know if he's in the military or in business. Probably military. We'll ask him in a second. And he said she's 22, got breast cancer, and she's heard about this new papillomavirus, live cancer virus vaccine. And she's emailing all her friends. She's picked up on the big pharmacological companies' push. They've got women out hyping it, kind of like a Lance Armstrong thing. We're fighting back. And you can send her the Washington Times. You can send her the Associated Press. There were a bunch of... We did never write an article. This office should have, but we only have about four writers, and they all have other duties. I did do, I don't know, 2 weeks ago when this broke, several multi-hour discussions of it. So you need to go... In fact, I know on YouTube, folks took those and broke those down into 10-minute sections, so I would just YouTube Alex Jones and hit date added for the most recent, and then I'd look back about 2 weeks, say a couple hundred clips down, because there's probably 10, 15 a day with people are putting stuff up. I appreciate that. It's very effective. Thank you. doing stuff this office doesn't have time to do to get the word out and fight. Very effective InfoWarriors. And you can send her a bunch of YouTube clips where I break that down. You can email those to her. Or you could transcribe what I've said if you want to give her an article. But you can find the CDC and other groups saying that it, and the American Medical Association, even though they're normally on the payroll of Big Pharma, saying, listen, this isn't, hadn't been tested properly yet. We have approved this for experimental use, but it is causing seizures and autoimmune diseases and a lot of problems. It's a live virus, cultured live. And even if you don't think they're trying to do something bad on purpose, there are lots of mutations and DNA fragments and microplasms and things associated with these live virus vaccines. And it, so it is the cancer virus. It's just had its DNA chopped, a piece of its DNA core inside its protein injector vehicle has been altered. Viruses are like little computers, little living computers, and they are like craft. They go and they plug in, go through the cell, and then generally have the cell mass replicate. That's most cancer is caused by viruses. I've been talking about that since I got on air 12 years ago. People would laugh at me, but it was just I was reading scientific literature, mainstream scientific literature. That is what's triggering a lot of it, and then your body, your immune system gets out of whack, either jacked up too high or too low, and so it can't effectively deal with it. But you can just do a Google search. Let's go to Dustin. Dustin, I mean, you said you need me to help you out here. I've probably done 6-7 hours the last 2 weeks altogether on different programs we've done where I've laid out and read news articles. And then I get emails from people saying, hey, look at this website. They say you're lying or you've unsubstantiated that Rick Perry is on the Merck payroll and that his former chief of staff is on the Merck payroll and the women's group in Texas, headed up by a legislator, is on Merck payroll. It's all in the Associated Press. I mean, I don't have to, after I source something 5 or 6 times, after that I just say, and the press report it. It's like in a couple days I'm going to say, look at what happened in Georgia. These people just videotaped the police. And so now they're being charged with stalking. Well, I want to see your proof of that. Well, today it's the Daily Tribune and several other publications. But in a month, I may not even remember which publication. I've got a pretty darn good memory, not as good as it used to be. Look at it two ways. I've got brain cells dying, which, you know, accelerates after the age of 30. Or there's just too much up there, too much data. But are you there, Dustin?
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, what do you need from me? What can I do for you? I mean, it's been in the news that it's got serious adverse reactions. It's been all over the news that they didn't take the mercury out of the vaccines. They've actually increased the amount of mercury in vaccines. And then, through federal regulation, told companies they would like them to make available limited lots of non-mercury vaccine.
Well, I mean, she's hyping it pretty hard. I mean, she put it on.
Well, good for her, man. She's already got breast cancer. Okay, so she thinks the government's good. She thinks it's good.
Yeah,
she thinks
she's scared to death.
Well,
yeah,
you know
what I mean?
Some people
I just,
are going to.
I just wanted to. What you said, Washington Post and Associated Press. I'll look them up. And, you know, I'm looking for.
I'll tell you what, let me try to give you the exact. The exact headline. Let me think back to the one about the CDC. And other watchdog groups reporting on the virus. It was the Washington Times was one of them. And the headline was, groups warn of dangers of vaccines, I believe, or warn of bad reactions from vaccine. Just type in bad reactions, adverse reactions, and then the name of the vaccine.
All right, yeah, I'll make that happen. Yeah, you know, I'm really worried, you know, because, like, you know, she's thinking this is like the golden miracle cure for cancer. You know what I mean? And she hasn't even questioned why she got cancer at such a young age with no family history.
And, autism's up tens of thousands of times. Cancer's up thousands of times. So it's only going to get worse.
We're in trouble.
I mean, hell, half of us are going to all have it soon. And we're all going to be walking around going, well, I wonder where it's coming from. And then you go, listen, I've got New York Times, I've got Washington Post, I've got stacks of original news articles. Headline, John D. Rockefeller funds eugenics and sterilization, funds vaccine programs. They studied how to put cancer in vaccines in the 20s. And then they bought up all the big cancer hospitals, and it went from 80-year-olds getting it and being very rare to basically everybody's got it. It's like getting a cold now. Okay? It's going to get a lot worse. It's the eugenics program. They're killing us now.
You damn right, man.
wait till you see this new film I'm making. I appreciate the call. I mean, it just makes my head spin. That's what makes me so mad at people that have forced me to get diverted off of this film, but it doesn't matter. Now that I'm committed to it, I'm just going into it with full gusto. Unlike people out there that didn't take great pleasure in this, I take great disgust in it. But if you're going to do a job, you got to do it all the way legally. And I part with large sums of money quite easily. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's... a lot of research goes into it, a lot of preparations. Make sure you get the truth down just right before all those depositions start. I'm sorry, I'm digressing. I'm sorry, I'm digressing. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Mark in Florida. Mark, you're on the air.
Thank you. Alex, commend you, first of all, for all your great work over the years. Long-term listener, a long-term patriot. You mentioned the Orlando Sentinel article. I just needed to know the month and the week and the
it's
author.
On JonesReport.com, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.tv right now. And
yeah,
let me just, since you want that too.
I'm at my mom's in Florida, and
understand.
We have no internet.
Yeah, but see, this, I'm not mad at you, but you're seeing a problem I'm getting into, because I put the info out, and then I've got to repeat it over and over again and have it at my fingertips. It's yesterday's Orlando Sentinels, today's AP, another Orlando Sentinel today. I think my guy took it out of here because he had it writing notes on it while we were in studio. I just can't help you, sir. It's all over the news, fake, that the FBI informant created the Nazi march. I set it up.
Yesterday's or today's, then?
It's a whole bunch of news articles. I think I've seen five. And they're all on my websites right now.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And don't feel bad for asking. It's getting to where every call, and then I have decent organizational skills. It's just, if I sound like I'm griping, it's because I can't find it when I want to find it. They listen on the internet in the other room. That's about a minute and a half delay. They'll come running in here any second. I'll give it to you later in the show. Just keep listening. The headline was just type this in. FBI informant led or set up Nazi rally. I think that's the exact headline. Okay, shifting gears. I'm going to continue with your calls, but I need to get to some news first. Magistrate, judge to decide if couple will be prosecuted for stalking officer. A Bartow County couple will go before a magistrate judge today to see if they will be arrested for allegedly stalking a Kennesaw police officer for installing cameras to track neighborhood speeders. That's right. And last time we heard, as of this morning, they were going to issue the arrest, but now this just came in. Kennesaw officer withdraws complaint against the Sipples family, but we're going to be getting them on next week. We're now in contact with them through the reporter. But again, this goes to the psychology of police, judges, and the system, so I want to spend some time on this and walk through it. Ah, here it is. I found it. And then here's the other article. This was Orlando Sentinel, Thursday, February 15th. Orlando Sentinel, Thursday, February 15th. As soon as I wasn't looking for this, it was in the other stack. I saw it sticking out. I literally had like 100 articles today, okay? I got it already, Kevin. Thanks, I found it. They finally got the delay and got in there with it. No, I've got it right here. Neo-Nazi rally was organized by FBI informant. 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 We'll be right back. Neo-Nazi rally was organized by FBI informant.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism, but our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize America, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Mind, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Welcome back.
Big John. Big John.
All right, I was being obnoxious earlier reading that headline over and over again, but there is the headline. Neo-Nazi rally was organized by FBI informant. There's several other headlines. Just type that into Google, click news, or do it on Yahoo, and you'll find a whole bunch. It was like four or five articles by this morning. I wasn't looking that hard. So they're up there. It's there for you. Getting back to this other subject, remember Kelly Rushing in Lyon County, Kentucky? And even when I saw this in a local newspaper, I couldn't believe it. Kelly Rushing, regular listener, called before. But 4 or 5 years ago, I still didn't know half as much as I do now. And this stuff wasn't as common. But on the same VHS tape, first was Ron Paul, and that entered into court. They said that was criminal, the congressman running for president. He'll be in the presidential debates. Vietnam veteran, most conservative voting record, gave a speech called Neocon, where they laid out the police state takeover program and how the neocons are really Trotskyites from the documents, from their books they've published. And then there was also a Road to Tyranny on after it. And he gave it to a state police officer. And the next day, the officer pulled him over, waiting for him down the street, pulled him over, and he put him in handcuffs. Said, "You're being arrested for giving me that video. That's a threat to officers." And he called his wife, and he laughed. Ruining somebody's life is fun. It's no big deal when you're a sociopath. Think about the disconnect. A normal person doesn't want to hurt innocent people. And he just said, "I've got the videotape bandit in the back right now." They took him. They charged him. And with three charges. They said the two charges from the videotape from Ron Paul and myself. And the third charge was, he said, "You threatened me with that video." And he said, "No, sir, I care about you. I thought you'd love your family and you'd want to..." This all came out in court, you know, because the cop was recording it. He thought this was evidence. See, that's how brainwashed they are. Kelly Rushing going, "I just thought you'd want to know this for your family's safety and for the country." "Oh, another threat. Well, they played it for the jury. Jury didn't buy it. Found him not guilty. And then the harassment started. It was hellish. And there have been so many cases of this. You hear about them all the time. You're wearing a shirt that says Peace on Earth. They decide in a shopping mall it's anti-war. You're arrested. You're the head town's lawyer. Or you get arrested for videotaping the cops. Or it just goes on and on. And this goes back 10 years. I know not to interfere with police activities. So I'll be 50, 100 yards away when they got some checkpoint shooting video down over the road at them off of access, at some car dealership or some other parking lot. You've seen it in Police State 2000 where the cops run over. "What are you doing filming? What are you doing? Stop that." And I go, "I'll do whatever I want." At that point, I get in their face because they're trying to violate my precious First Amendment that our veterans have fought and died for. And I'm talking about veterans in 1776 in a real war for liberty. And so I've experienced it personally. And so many times, Mike Hansen or others will be out videotaping, the cops run over, say the exact same thing. They had troops one time doing drills at the old airport. Mike's across the street, not even up against the airport fence, videotaping, the cop runs over, "Turn that off right now!" "No, I'm sorry, you're not God. Somebody told you you were, but you're not." Well, in this press report out of Georgia, this officer and others have been speeding around the neighborhood, and the family got tired of it. They got tired of speeders, period. And once you have children, I remember people yelling at me when I drive just a few miles too fast when I was a teenager, and I get mad at them. Now I understand. Somebody goes blasting through your neighborhood, you want to clobber them. Now I just drive in neighborhoods just looking for little kids because, you know, I got that on my mind. I'm worried about it. But Kennesaw officer withdraws complaint after... against Shipples. But let's go to the first article. I got so flustered with that other story. Here it is. When we get back, I'll go over it. Magistrate judge to decide if couple will be prosecuted for stalking officer. Stalking the officer mounting video cameras on their house. Well, if that's the case, I'm stalking everybody. I got cameras bristling on this office in my home. It's like a porcupine or something. You fight fire with fire.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. He'll be glad you did.
Shelly, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N, dot.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back. Got about 27 minutes left. I got several audio clips I want to play. And a bunch of calls I want to get to. But let me just finish up with this story out of Georgia. A Bartow County couple will go before a magistrate judge today to see if they will be arrested for allegedly stalking a Kennesaw God, I added that, police officer, by installing cameras to track neighborhood speeders. Lee and Teresa Seppel spent $1,200 mounting three video cameras and a radar speed unit outside their home, which is at the bottom of a hill. They have said they did so in hopes of convincing neighbors to slow down to create a safe environment for their son. The Sipples allegedly caught Kennesaw police officer Richard Perrone speeding up to 17 miles over the speed limit. Perrone alerted Bartow authorities, who in turn visited the Sipples' home to tell then that Perrone intended to press charges against them for stalking. And it went before the judge, and the cop dropped it because he came to his senses. They didn't in Lyon County, Kentucky. I talked to the judge on the phone. I called him one Saturday. And he said, well, I'm not going to talk about the case, but yeah, you read the paper. It's a real case. It's going ahead. I had court watchers on the show, remember? I mean, they came in and said, yep, here's the video of a congressman giving a speech, and here's this other video, and this is anti-law enforcement, and thus it's illegal. It's threatening to the officer. Officer got up and tried to send him to jail for 2 years on each count of harassment and stalking. It would have been over 6 years in the state pen. And then poor Kelly Rushing, and I didn't, when it first happened, I called random numbers. It's a small town. You know Kelly Rushing? What type of person is he? I know his mama and daddy, and he owns a business. Really nice man. Does he go to church? Is he upstanding in community? Absolutely. They're one of the best families around here. My point is that just nice people. Officer, I'd like you to have this video. Oh, my gosh, I'm arresting you. I mean, they're ready to put us in camps, folks. They're ready to line us up. They'll do whatever they're told, most of them. I mean, they're cult members. I mean, they think in America, well, look at my film Road to Tyranny, pre-9/11. The clip in there is from 2000, where they pull over a naval veteran, no criminal record, basically Amish that drive cars. I guess you could call her kind of Mennonite, Mennonite light. And they find pocket constitution in the back of the car, and man, it's all over. They're like, I think this is illegal. Is this illegal? And the other cop goes, I think she might be allowed to have that. You idiots. You swore an oath to that, you morons. That is the soul of America. And you think it's illegal. This is some kind of paraphernalia. I ought to get the audio of that and play it on the air. This is some kind of paraphernalia. Look at all this. Here's the Police State 2000 in here. There's a Patriot Games. She also had a Patriot Games movie. That's really evil, folks. Oh, my gosh. And we see it all over. Remember the Tennessee case where the upstanding, you know, the big timber company there in town, he got divorced, and we had him on the air, and he talked about how his ex-wife was involved in drugs and had all these convictions and things, and he went in and the judge did nothing and gave his kids to her, and so he put a sign up saying our court system's a joke. The judge saw it and sent deputies to arrest him. Now, those deputies shouldn't have followed that illegal order, but at least they said, we apologize, but we've been ordered to do this. And he was telling them, as they put him in handcuffs, guys, you're going to get in trouble. Last time I heard, that judge was getting suspended by the state higher courts that oversee that. But again, the judge, the cops, they have been exercising undue power and tyranny so long. I mean, in New York City, the cops just run up screaming at you when you got a video camera up. They don't even know who you are. They just start screaming, saying, I can arrest you. For the same thing in England. They come up and threaten to arrest you. It's all over. But they've got cameras on us. They got microphones on us. They're data mining us. They got databases that are illegal on us. But don't you videotape them. No, no, no. That's stalking. I recommend everybody, you can do it remotely, and it's pretty inexpensive, put in wireless camera. I'd put one inside your house in your foyer. I'd put one hidden in a plant or hidden under an eave. It's pretty inexpensive to do. And then it goes to a remote location over phone lines or over digital lines where the power's off. It doesn't turn off. For a couple, maybe $100 more, you got a little battery backup. And that sucker's hidden. Most gun shops do this now for the BATF. They have hidden cameras in the walls. One place I know, they got a bass on the wall, and its eyes a camera. And then the crooks come in and start talking about how they're going to steal the guns for themselves and how much money they're going to make off of it. And they don't get in trouble once it comes out, but at least it makes them back off on the case. Because they're so criminal now, on average, that you surveil them back, you're going to catch them in dirty work. You're going to catch them red-handed. But here's another example out of the Daily Tribune on this. The Kennesaw officer, I guess, finally came back to reality. Kennesaw officer who sought the arrest of a Bartow County couple in regard to them recording his vehicle with a camera and radar gun dropped his complaint Wednesday in Bartow Magistrate Court. See, you want to do it to us, but you don't want it done to you, do you? Officer Richard Perrone alleged that Lee and Teresa Sippel stalked him after they purchased 1,200 in video surveillance and radar equipment that allegedly tracked Perrone speeding past their home, which lies at the end of a steep hill up to 17 miles over the speed limit. The Sipples have emailed Perrone several times in regard to the matter. And see, they didn't go, that was their mistake. They didn't go complain to the police chief. They thought they could talk to him as human beings. Hey, we got a little boy that plays out by the road, and we put this up to stop everybody speeding. We're really tired of it. And they probably should have approached the city about putting speed bumps in. We did that and got them put in. Oh, it's just amazing. But the story here is that he wanted them to go to jail. And he'll sleep good at night sending people to prison. I mean, they sleep good, folks. But Kelly Rushing made the mistake. He went over and apologized to the state trooper after he was found not guilty. He said, he called in that afternoon after the case and said, and he said he walked up and said, I'm real sorry about all this trouble. I just want to be friends. The officer wouldn't shake his hand. Walked away, and the harassment started. And I told Kelly, I said, you made a big mistake. I said, that's not going to help you. That's going to be seen as weakness. And sure enough, he and his friend would go ride their horses. The cops would be waiting at the end of the street. They claimed a DWI on a horse. They beat that. Constantly being pulled over, car being searched. That's how America works, folks. You need to know that. Now, not all police are like that, but more and more of them are. And the ones that act like that get promoted, and the judges act like this is normal. All right, I think I've been ranting enough on that subject so far. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Lou Dobbs. This is part two on the illegal aliens getting the bank accounts, housing loans, car loans with no ID. Now, they don't need any ID. That was in the original AP article. This one claims they need a consular matricula, but these things literally come in Cracker Jack's boxes. Anybody can get one. So, don't worry. The cops got databases on you and are going to arrest you for videotaping them. Here it is.
There's rising outrage tonight over Bank of America's shocking plan to offer bank accounts and credit cards to illegal aliens in this country. Many in Congress say simply it is a dangerous precedent posing serious security risks to the nation. Kitty Pilgrim reports.
Los Angeles County, one of the largest concentrations of illegal aliens in the country. Bank of America is reaching out to the community to help people open bank accounts and then qualify for a credit card.
The Bank of America is tapping a resource of people in our country, and knowing that they deal only on the cash economy, is going after that money and making a profit off it, making a profit off of illegal entry into the United States.
For identification, Bank of America accepts the ITIN, a taxpayer ID number that illegal aliens commonly use instead of a Social Security number. Officials at the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency confirmed today that an ITIN, along with name, address, and date of birth, is allowed to open a bank account. The bank then has to verify the information with another government-issued photo ID document, but that document can be issued by any government. So illegals often use matricular consular, issued by the Mexican government, easily forged or available on the black market. No passport is required, no visa is required, and once a bank account is opened, ID does not have to be rechecked for a credit card. The office of Senator Richard Shelby, the ranking member of the Senate Banking Committee, released this statement today. Senator Shelby wants to ensure the financial services industry is not offering products or services that facilitate, encourage, or even reward illegal immigration. 51 branches of Bank of America in Los Angeles County are launching the promotion.
The Bank of America is saying, I don't care what our immigration laws are. There's a niche market here and we're going to go after it.
Bank of America says they are simply going after an existing customer base in the Los Angeles area.
Now, officials at the government regulator of national banks, the OCC, said they have no position on whether banks should allow illegal aliens to open checking accounts or have credit cards, adding, that's an immigration issue. Lou?
You know, that's the worst kind of obfuscation and spin on the part of people who know far better, and it's remarkable. I do want to say one thing about Bank of America. As you know, Kitty, I try never to call anybody a name. Last night I said a spokesperson for B of A and going through some nonsense claptrap about trying to rationalize this ridiculous decision. I said that person was an idiot. And what I really meant to say is what that person said was idiotic. And so I want to apologize to that person I called an idiot. I just meant that that person was speaking idiotically. Kitty, thank you very much. President Bush used his news conference today to once again push his amnesty agenda for illegal aliens to give citizenship to 12 to 20 million illegal aliens in this country. President Bush claimed again the only way to have effective security along our border. Now let me repeat this. The only way to have effective security along our border with Mexico is to give illegal aliens the right to live and work legally in this country.
We need a temporary worker program so that people don't try to sneak in the country to work, that they can come in an orderly fashion and take the pressure off the Border Patrol agents that we've got out there, so that the Border Patrol agents don't focus on workers that are doing jobs Americans aren't doing, but are focusing on terrorists and criminal elements, gun runners, to keep the country, both our countries safe.
Did the president mention drug smugglers, like the one given immunity to testify against the Border Patrol? President Bush and open borders advocates are trying very hard to revive the so-called comprehensive immigration reform legislation that died in our last Congress. We'll see what happens. Outrage tonight over the National Football League's decision to reject an ad from the U.S. Border Patrol for its Super Bowl program. The NFL claimed the recruitment ad was, quote, too controversial, and that didn't want to enter into the national immigration debate.
That's right. Can't have an ad to recruit more Border Patrol. And then they gave Border Patrol $24,000 a year starting pay raises to go be marshals. And actually, if you look at it, lowered some of the pay grades for the Border Patrol, with the toughest job in law enforcement, no debating that, except maybe for SWAT teams, for the amount of action they actually see. All right, I wrote a bunch of notes on that Lou Dobbs piece we're analyzing. It's just amazing to have the federal government, number one, says it's okay for them to not have an ID to do this. Then they go on to talk about there's no more than 51 branches doing it in L.A. That's a lie. They're doing it right here in Austin for years. Along with, this is the first time I've seen in the piece, they show video Wells Fargo, but they don't talk about Wells Fargo. They're doing more of this for at least 3 years that I know of. They got awards from Vicente Fox here in Austin on that, in 2004. So it's not 51 branches, folks. That's another piece of propaganda. And then you hear Bush's little clip, Bush there in the press conference, talking about how we don't need the Border Patrol stopping people that just want to work, who do jobs that Americans aren't doing. They're not doing it because they can't get the jobs. Many of these meatpacking plants, it's all illegal alien workers except for the managers. And they don't want you on the job if you're not. And this has been in the news about people in L.A. and other areas where if you don't speak Spanish, you can't now work as a chef. You can't be in the kitchen. Bush repeated that. This is the North American Union, period. His guest worker program is the North American Union ID card. That's in the SPP.gov documents that were already public. Even more has come out now in the four-year releases that Judicial Watch got released in the last month. It's just... I wrote even more notes. I don't have time to get to it all. I want to take a few final calls here in the final segment that's coming up. I may not do those, though. I may play this ridiculous Rush Limbaugh Fox TV show piece just to analyze some of the propaganda. But before I do that, who knows? I'll probably get to your calls. By announcing I may not, though, but he'll just hang up. Listen, you need to support us. You need to go to Infowars.com and Prison Planet. .com and go to the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart and peruse all the specials and the different books and videos and t-shirts and bumper stickers and citizen rule books that we carry, hundreds of items now, and it's the best stuff I've read or seen out there, and of course my 15 films, my book, and more. So Infowars.com, order via the safe, secure shopping cart. Make a commitment to get some of the videos and books this weekend to order them. We'll ship them out to you UPS ground. And feel free to make copies of all the films I've made to get them out to people for nonprofit, not for sale, educational purposes. Please take action. Please get involved. Again, Infowars.com to order hard copies. Or call toll free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001. South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And if you cannot afford my documentary films as low as $5.95 a piece, That's fine. Just please be aggressive in your activism. All 15 of my films are on Google Video, or they're broken up on YouTube. Go to the message boards. Go to your MySpace accounts. Go to your email list. Go to your user groups, your Yahoo groups. And please, every day, tell folks that they can watch Terror Storm and Road to Tyranny and Matrix of Evil and all of them for free. You know, we've had video up on the web for 7 years for free, but we could never put it out on our own servers because it would crash ours. So what we did was folks would offer to host it for free, and then they would crash. You remember Road to Tyranny. Even films before that, we had it for free on the web. But now with Google, the last 3 years really being up to speed, we've been offering this and promoting this, and we hope that you do get the films for free and get them out to people. But then if you have the capital, the meager capital, buy the DVDs from us because they're in higher quality, and it makes everything we do here possible. So again, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com to order hard copies of the films and books and support what we're doing. And you can see them all online at PrisonPlanet.tv in higher quality than Google has, and you can download them and burn them to disk. We'll be right back. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at murkywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I think this song says it all, the New World Order and all their minions and all their control freaks and all the abusers that work within its system. We're going to be watching everything you do. Get ready, callers. I'm going to run through your calls very fast. But just got to let Sting have a few seconds. All right, let's blast through your phone calls. Give me each caller about 40 seconds. Let's go ahead and talk to Linda in Kentucky. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
Hi. Gosh, I'm just flustered. I can't believe I'm on.
Oh, go ahead.
Thank you. I just woke up. I knew about the border, and I've known about a lot of things for many years, for about 12 years, but I just woke up. And I want to ask you about the urban assault systems. And they kind of remind me of the videos that we saw, the people that would be held hostage, like over in Iraq. They were, you know, what was the guy that they blew up here? Zarqawi?
Yes.
You know, where they would hold, like, you know, they took a woman or something, and you would see these guys in black masks. And you know what I'm talking about, the urban assault system?
Yes.
The gear? Don't they resemble each other?
Yeah, it's all very important.
Well, I think you need to talk more about this because a lot of us are waking up, and it's a big shock.
Well, I'm going to be on the radio 4 to 6 p.m. this Sunday. If you get a chance, call in. I'll give you more time. Good to have you on board. Congratulations on waking up, and thanks for holding. Let's talk to Paula in Florida quickly. Paula, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, hon. Remember what you said last week? You said that when God hears from us, he'll heal our land.
Yes.
That's exactly what's going on right now, is that he's hearing from us. You know what I'm saying?
And the churches tell you, don't do that. No, you can't turn things around. Just lay down to evil. No, that's a lie.
Yeah. But anyway, I just want to let you know what I've been up to. I've been on the phone to some attorneys. I want everybody to hear this. It's about the Mercury Board you've been talking about. I got a hold of an attorney, a big law firm, and they said, Paula, thank you. They're going to do it.
Okay, great, Paula. I actually have Pap Antonio, the big guy that has sued a bunch of big companies into oblivion, including Merck. He'll be joining us to talk about the cancer virus situation next Tuesday. Let's talk to Rob. Rob, where are you calling us from?
North of Toronto, Canada.
Welcome.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Just wanted to comment on the absolutely absurd proposition that the plane strikes and fires resulted in the near free fall, you know, explosive destruction of those buildings. You know, the record of how they went down, I mean, that's preserved in perpetuity. So, you know, anyone with even a rudimentary understanding of physical laws can't help but...
The steel and concrete was aerosolized. Jet fuel doesn't do that.
Yeah, and it went down at the rate of practically free fall. There was no resistance encountered at all, which is absurd. You know, you got the building exploding outwardly from the top down, leaving pretty much nothing but atmosphere above the remaining structure.
And you've got blast squibs a second before the collapse begins.
Yeah, and the building was tapered ever thicker towards the bottom. It upheld everything that was above it throughout the lifetime of the building. So
exactly. Call me back Sunday or Monday. We'll talk about it. Sorry to cut you off, Rob. All these great callers. Matt in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, it's a pleasure to talk to you, Alex. Just wanted to commend you on your work with promoting Ron Paul for presidency of 2008.
We're trying our best. We're glad you're on the team.
Yeah, and I was also going to ask you if you have heard of and what your ideas and possible outcomes are on the new assault weapon ban proposed by Representative Carolyn McCarthy from New York.
Well, I mean, Giuliani says he wants to ban guns. It'll be hailed as conservative. If you're not for gun control, you're a liberal. It's the new paradigm, the new freedom. We're out of time. Sorry to Jeff in Oklahoma. If you call me back next week, I'll put you to the front of the line, or call me this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. God bless you all. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.